ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question, a question that a lot of people often ask, and that question is regarding the people who will leave the fire of hell. As you know, in the Holy Quran and in the Hadith as well, it's been mentioned that regarding a lot of people that they will remain permanently in hell. But we also know that there are some Hadith in which it's been mentioned that, you know, some people will be saved from the fire of hell. Right, so the question arises, first of all, who are these people who are going to remain permanently in hell? And secondly, who are the people who will be rescued and will be saved from the fire of hell? First, let's look at the first question, and then we'll address the second question. Fortunately, we have an answer to these questions in the hadith, so let's take inspiration from these hadiths and look at them and see how we can answer these questions. In one blessed hadith, Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, Allah will not retain anybody in the fire permanently, except the people of disbelief, denial, error, and polytheism. Right? So the people who will remain in the fire of hell for a long time and forever are the people of disbelief, you know, denial, error, and polytheism. And whoever shuns the grave sins, the Imam says, from among the believers will not be asked about the minor ones. So the first question we had was answered by the Imam when he said that these people are disbelievers, polytheists, those who know that, you know, for example, Islam is the truth, but still deny it. What about the people who will leave the fire? Who are they? Again, we have an answer to this in the hadith. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, some people will burn in the fire until they are burned to ashes and become pure. Then they will be taken out through intercession. Right? So these people, the people who will exit, you know, the fire of hell, are the people who will be saved from it through intercession. What is intercession? Intercession is shafa'at, refers to the idea where a great personality, a person who is close to God, will come and intercede on the person's who is being punished on his behalf, and God, through his love of that person that who is interceding, he will save that other person from that fire. And in one hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet said, he who hasn't even an atom's weight of faith in his heart will eventually leave the fire. Right, so when we pair these hadiths with one another and compare and contrast them with one another, we see that this time span or the length of a person's residence and stay in hell, it goes back to the level of his faith. The more the person has faith, the quicker he gets out. You know, the less he has of it, the more permanently he will remain in the fire of hell. So it's not directly connected to the person's deeds, unless, you know, these deeds are, you know, we take them as a manifestation of that person's faith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at those people who will remain permanently in hell and those people who will leave the fire in the light of the hadith of the A'imma and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program the Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.